Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Folks, we're going to start with that emergency situation out in Queens near PS 95. This is at 17901 90th Avenue in Jamaica. So what we learned is that a crew accidentally struck a gas main in the area that prompted officials to clear out the school, evacuate out of an abundance of caution. National Grid says a third-party contractor was digging around there and hit a line at 179th place between 90th Avenue and Hillside. So the entire PS 95, that's Eastwood, was rushed out of their building and into a middle school building off property so parents could pick up their kids. One guy, Mike Rodriguez, says the only thing, it just took too long. The lines were too long, and he started kind of freaking out a little bit, waiting to pick up his third grader.
A bit frustrated because I know that there's some type of PC that has to happen and make sure there's no frenzy that happens, but it'd be nice to know as a parent exactly what happened. On Class Dojo, we were just told that the fire department said that everyone's safe, and that's too vague.
Yeah, at last report, they got the gas leak under control, but crews are out there still making repairs. Not sure how long this may take, but we'll keep you posted, folks. There is the presumption that this will all be back to normal when classes resume on Monday. Also, be careful if you're driving around in that area with the emergency vehicles and all. And as far as we can tell, the kids are all fine. Nobody was hurt. Heck of a fire drill, though, right? The latest on disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein now. The Manhattan DA filed a motion today for a twofer. That is, combine all the indictments against Weinstein into one big case.
New charges announced last month against Harvey Weinstein involve alleged incidents in 2006. Prosecutors want to consolidate that case with the charges stemming from Weinstein's original trial in 2020. Earlier this year, the state's highest court reversed that conviction and ordered a new trial. Prosecutors say combining all charges into one proceeding will be more efficient on resources. They expect to call three accusers and up to 15 witnesses to testify. Weinstein's lawyers have objected, saying it doesn't give their client a fair shot at challenging the charges in each case individually and with different juries. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Downtown, City Council Speaker Adrian Adams wants to pump the brakes on the ongoing electric scooter pilot program in Queens, saying folks don't know how to act and refuse to park the dog on things properly, so we need to just hit the pause button, maybe. She fired off a letter to transportation boss Yadanis Rodriguez, telling him, I've got profound concerns about this e-scooter pilot. People are leaving the scooters on the sidewalks or in the roadways, blocking pedestrian traffic flow. The program launched in eastern Queens this past summer following a years-long program in the Bronx. Adams says the lack of orderly operation and enforcement must be urgently addressed. The Queens translation of that, let's put the scooters on lockdown until folk learn how to act. She wants the DOT now to figure out some necessary protocols and protections to make the scooter program safe. Unlike city bikes, where, you know, you can park the bike into a sidewalk holding rack into the little thingy there, you can leave a scooter pretty much anywhere. There's not a designated corral. The DOT says e-scooters are an important mode of transportation, and they brief users on how to use them and store them. Officials say they'll work with companies to make service improvements and install more scooter corrals in the service area. Now, let's go yard. Oh, my goodness, the baseball yard. And for the first time since Methuselah was a boy, we've got two teams in a championship baseball series with the Mets and the Yanks both waiting for the outcome of some games this weekend to get back on the mound, and fans cannot stand it.
The last time the Mets and the Yankees were going for the pennant in the same postseason, Michael was just a kid. He's a Yankees fan.
I root for the Mets too in the playoffs. Any New York team, we'd love to see him win, so Subway Series would be awesome. And I think the Mets will be favored over either of the other two teams in the NL.
Another baseball fan we spoke to said a Subway World Series is definitely on his mind.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And?
Not for it. Too tense, too dangerous.
He roots for the Yankees and reluctantly admitted the Mets may be the better team this October. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
Ah, he said too dangerous. Yeah, the Stripes moved on last night after beating the Royals in Kansas City. The Mets had already punched their ticket a couple of nights ago when they dispatched the Phillies. Mets manager Carlos Mendoza says, yeah, I can see that. A Mets-Yankees Subway Series at the big one.
It'll be amazing. It'll be an unbelievable experience. And like I said, for the city of New York and for the two fan bases, it'll be like a dream come true.
Game Game 1 of the next series for the Mets will be Sunday. They'll play the winner of the Dodgers-Padres game, and then Game 1 for the Yanks is Monday against the winner of the Guardians-Tigers game. Ooh, we're going to need some more popcorn. Well, the federal appeals court says Diddy has to stay in jail until he goes to trial on sex trafficking charges next May, or at least for now. Circuit Judge William Nardini denied the hip-hop mogul's immediate release from jail, while a three-judge panel weighs his bail request. Combs' lawyers had appealed to the second USDCA on September 30th after two judges rejected his release. This is the one where he put up his house, his plane, his passport, everything. Remember that part of a package? But the judges think it's too risky to let him stay at his house in Miami for fear that he might tamper with witnesses or go after somebody, calling him a danger to the community. He's been held in Brooklyn at the federal jail there since September 16th on charges he used his power and prestige to induce female victims into drug-riddled, elaborately produced sexual performances with male sex workers in events that were dubbed freak-offs. Combs pleads not guilty to racketeering as well as sex trafficking. On Long Island, a Bellport man under indictment for allegedly operating as a major drug trafficker. That's after prosecutors say they found at least 33 pounds of illegal narcotics at his place. Suffolk DA Ray Tierney says 43-year-old Raymond Gibson had cocaine, xylazine, I think I'm saying it, and 7 keys of fentanyl in his possession. Tierney says that last one, fentanyl, is no joke.
This is 7 kilos of fentanyl, which is enough to kill every man, woman, and child in Suffolk County. And, one individual possessed these narcotics.
Every man, woman, and child, he says. Authorities say they also pulled drug paraphernalia and about $80,000 cash out of the place. They say he also kept some of the fentanyl near a nightstand in his bedroom next to a room where he kept his two small children. They say cocaine was also found in a trap behind a backyard shed. Gibson's attorney reportedly said in a statement to reporters his client is innocent. 2 counts of criminal possession of a controlled substance and using drug paraphernalia is what he faces right now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.